Worldwide Sports Bag Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
That's a baby Tony.
Boom, 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 boom. Bubba Gumpino, he's a Canadian, say she's a bearded wonder. What?
KJ, Tony.
Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
How
boom,
are we?
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Honor. Dead, Tony. Dead, dead, dead.
Tony. Oh, did you hear? Best thing I saw all day. Windy, best performance ever by a team to be swept.
Oh, he said that.
Wow.
I mean,
that's awesome.
I really don't know what's worse, getting swept or the fact that the Lakers really could have won every single fucking game and then just.
You can't argue with that.
Windy said that.
The greatest performance by a team to ever be swept.
It was probably the most competitive sweep.
That's why Windy's the best.
They played one fourth quarter the whole series, and it was the first game, and they went into it down 20.
Hold on.
They almost stole game one.
I have to apologize.
Let's also not forget D'Angelo Russell's comments on his season today were unbelievable.
I actually didn't even see those. What did he say?
Believes he had a successful season with the Lakers. Can't complain about anything other than the ball not going in when I wanted it to.
I get that.
All right. You know what?
Fair.
Fucking get that.
We
need to apologize. We were a little late today. But if fucking you got a Navy SEAL in your office,
I'm gonna hang out a little.
And his name's fucking Jack Parr. He writes fucking beautiful books and a great
best-selling author.
Great TV series.
Director.
Figured out AI years ago.
You're gonna hang out and talk to Jack Parr for a little bit.
Gotta do it.
And if you have a problem with that, you have a problem with America and the armed forces.
Yeah. Shout out Jack Garner.
Don't do that.
How'd we do last night?
5-4, I think.
I don't think I had my best night.
I almost got skunked. Joker 25 plus was the only best.
Okay. We had Joker
Nuggets,
25.
Nuggets plus 3 came home, on the cake.
Turns out Nuggets or Joker plus.
Yeah, but the MLB, well, I knew looking at the slate, so I'm not too worried about it moving forward, but I knew looking at that slate that I might go over, and I did.
I'm not in.
I went over another scary slate tonight, honestly, but fuck it.
I'm due for a fucking good
night. No, I like it tonight.
I like the slate.
I like the board.
Ooh, bad.
I like the slate.
Bad night.
I'm really not pumped for tomorrow. I have to play baseball. I have to get into the baseball tomorrow. I got to get my baseball bag.
Shut up.
Celtics win tonight. Don't worry about it, Mitt.
No, I know, but I'm still going to have to bet baseball.
Hindsight taking the Jays against the Rays was stupid.
I tried to warn you about that one. It was close-ish. That was like 14.
Yeah, you guys were horned up on the Basset Hound.
The Cardinals, good for the Buccos, taking out Dane Dunning.
Dude.
Fuck, I had a terrible night.
Tonight
we bounce back. Twins.
Oh, Mariners full game was a fucking
Yeah, that Panthers Kaniacs over was one of the best bets I've ever thrown out there.
Dude, what a big! Never forget that fucking Lion.
Lion
playoffs for the Panthers, dude.
Yeah, and now they're gonna give this guy the Conn Smythe.
No.
He's the favorite.
Guy saved 110 out of 111 shots, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Kaniacs aren't even playing bad as the kicker either. He lost two games in overtime and a game 1-0.
Well, we also didn't know that fucking Conine was going to be in the building.
Jeff Conine?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of disrespect.
Bruce being one of them.
Mr. Marlin, I think he beat the Yankees when I was 4 years old.
The Con Dog? That was when the Marlins had the button-up vest jerseys.
Yeah.
Fire.
AJ Burnett was shutting them down.
Yep.
Who was the other pitcher? It was AJ. They had 1-2 with AJ Burnett and someone else.
Josh Beckett.
Thank you. Bingo. Red Sox.
Not El Duque.
I don't know if, who was also the lefty who was he a lefty?
Are you thinking of El Duque?
No, who went sidearm, had a super weird.
Is it El Duque?
Are you sure it isn't El Duque?
Is it?
Lefty crazy starter of the pen.
Starter.
Really?
Crazy leg kick, perhaps.
I'm going to find it.
Is there a chance, Tony, that you might be thinking of El Duque? I mean,
there's always
El Duque.
John,
where did El Duque go after the Yankees?
He didn't go back. Maybe the Astros. They were always getting the old guy.
Okay, I'm glad it wasn't El Duque. It wasn't El Duque.
Who was it?
Unless Dontrell Willis's nickname is El Duque and I forgot about it.
Dontrell Willis, there it is.
D-Train. Yeah. D-Train was a dog in his day.
See, that's who I was thinking of, but it just felt better to just say El Duque over and over.
Yeah, it really fucking scared me. All right. Today. I almost started singing WWE Superstar Edge's entrance song because it's awesome. Baseball. Basketball. For the last time in 9 days, probably.
Yep.
Hockey.
Stick tap.
Do we have footy tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay. That's what we'll do.
Yep.
Let's start.
Good. I feel good about tonight.
Let's start on the hardwood.
Let's start with the wood,
okay? Celtics, Heat, 1.5. Finally a number where the Heat... Is this the first time they're favorites in the playoffs?
No. The Knicks played them in Miami. Yeah.
True, and that was like 4.
Yeah.
Very seldom.
First time
in this series, definitely.
For sure.
Yep.
Man, I got a hard time picking against them. I'll say that. Got a hard time picking against them. Anyone
know what
they're...
Get off the fucking mat, dude. Show some fight.
They haven't shown a lot of fight. I'm not playing a side. I'm just sticking to props. Much like last night, rooting for the Celtics like I did the Lakers, just because I don't want this 9-day drought. Although it will be nice to just kick back and watch the Yankees. In the props, though, I got a 3-piece. Max Strus over 11.5.
Sure.
That jumped up to 12.5 for last game after he hit. He went under last time out, if I do recall. So I am on him over the 11.5 to get right. And then Marcus Smart over 1.5 made threes and Malcolm Brogdon over 1.5 made threes. I think they're going to, go down swinging, boys.
My
Shoot the ball.
My one bet for the night involves one of those players. Hmm. Brogdon had how many points in the last game? Does anybody know?
Zero. Zero?
Sheesh.
He had zero.
This parlay is a donation, huh?
His over-under is 13.5 tonight. I like a bounce back for Malcolm.
Okay.
I'm going to take the over 13.5.
Nice. Working together there.
We are working together, aren't we?
You think Marcus Smart's going over 1.5?
No.
You know who is going over tonight?
Oh.
Big Al Horford over 6.5 points.
Okay.
That's way too low. Big Al's not going out without a fight, dude.
Over 1.5 timeouts called from Al Horford. I don't like Al Horford. I don't know what it is.
I don't like him either, but you know. Otter, you got anything tonight or what?
It's
Yeah, I'm taking Celtics money line on the short underdog.
Hell yeah, man.
Guys, I mean, fuck it. There's no way. Well, there is obviously a way, but in the basketball world, usually both teams don't get swept. And I mean, fuck. The Celtics are a lot more talented than the Lakers were. They're more talented than the Heat on paper. They just haven't been able to put it together this series. So I'm hoping that they get right this game and just get a win in the Garden.
Okay.
What does the price look like in the finals for Nuggets Heat?
Let's see if we have that.
340, 460.
What do you mean?
Jeez.
Like Heat money line?
Oh, no.
What are they now?
At all? They were plus 450, I think.
NBA
it'll be
finals.
That.
To win the championship, Denver's minus 270 right now. Heat are plus 270 and Celtics are 1300. Jokic is the favorite to win the finals MVP at minus 220.
I'm taking Jimmy.
Throw on Jimmy Butler at plus 360.
I'm taking Jimmy Butler MVP and I'm taking the Heat to win the series.
Whoa. On this day.
Who's going to stop Joker? Bam?
Yeah, I think Bam will give him problems. I think more the cohesive guard play and defensive intensity. Like, I know the Lakers were lauded as a quality defense going into that series, but, like, last night I was just like, man, the effort, like you just aren't seeing that from the Heat. Jimmy Butler's going to be all over it, reaching in. I think they'll cause scum problems.
Okay.
I think the Nuggets depth would be the reason why.
Yeah. Well, fucking Heat are pretty fucking deep now too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at some point
we keep saying that.
The magic is going to run out at some point, dude. You can't keep trotting out these guys just hitting daggers out of nowhere.
I'm looking at Jimmy Butler the same way that I would look at, you know, like a Joe Burrow, where it's like, if I look back and could have bet on Tom Brady when he was young, I would take that chance every time.
I was thinking about this. They might stick Jimmy Butler on fucking Jokic. Like, that's who else could guard him? He'll at least try really fucking hard. Probably.
Bam's pretty athletic.
Yeah, but Jimmy. Bam,
yeah. Okay. So is AD.
Jimmy's super. Obviously, you know, he'll be all over it, kind of playing down and reaching in, but he's not gonna shoot guard him in the post.
Shoot guard? Yeah. No, probably not. Probably not shoot.
But just reaching in. Getting steals.
Yeah, if they just throw Jimmy at him when he's bringing up the ball, like, that's a pretty good move. He'll fucking dish.
It's going to be Jimmy Rover, you know?
Mm-hmm. Send Jimmy over.
Rover. Send Jimmy over.
Tonight, on the ice.
are we?
No.
Okay, I have a question. This is all. How are you, Tony, refinancing your house to get down on the Dallas Stars tonight? Gumpy, are you liquidating every gold chain
and
Whitney Houston t-shirt that you have to get down on
Texas hockey? They might already be fucking liquidated, girl.
I like what you're saying. I do. Don't refinance your house right now. The mortgage rates are terrible, okay?
I need to get liquid for Texas hockey, Tony.
Nick's not coming in, but he did want to send his best, and he is also getting down on Texas hockey.
Come on, lads. Christ.
Come on.
In their barn, I'm also getting down on Texas hockey.
Come on.
Come on.
I still have the future, so all in. I'm looking at a nice and healthy Texas hockey.
Come on.
One time.
Be buzzing. Place will be buzzing. It's a tough barn. Yeah. It is a tough barn.
One time and then three more times after that.
That's it.
Just got to get it done tonight. You get it done tonight, it changes everything.
Seriously.
Don't let them get one.
Yeah. Celtics, too.
Hockey was easy.
Yeah.
You want the over?
No.
Okay.
I think the under's in play tonight.
I got too much exposure and after the 1-0. Like, when you're losing every baseball bet and you're over 5.5 is losing 1-0, you know you're up against it. And Joker started slow, too. So I was just sitting there at halftime in the NBA game like, holy shit, that's a lot of money to lose on a Monday night in May.
It turned around, though.
Yeah, a little.
Okay. Let's do baseball. Let's go to the diamond.
Shall we?
Good night. Big slate.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
Oh, it's time.
Let's start in Cleveland. The White Sox are in Cleveland. Dylan Cease goes against Logan Allen. I want none of this game.
No, I don't know. I thought about taking the Guardians, but it feels like Cease will show up. So, yeah, I'm out.
I don't bet totals, but I feel an undery tonight in Middle America.
Okay, I like that. Ooh. There's something,
Omaha.
There's something Bruce knows about the win tonight.
Middle America.
Texas, the Rangers, who lost last night to the Buccos, are still in town. Vivaldi goes tonight against Big Dick Hill, who I believe is coming off a shutout.
Oh, Big Dick Mountain's got a 3.80. It's 4-3 all of a sudden.
Vivaldi has a 4 ERA at home. He has a 1-something on the road. Once again, I'm okay if the Buccos, you know, win the game tonight, but first five, I'll take the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, I'm going to lay a half with Vivaldi. He's been lights out for quite some time, my friend.
Okay.
Yeah, this is my play of the night.
Whoa!
P-O-N
play of the night.
Yes!
I absolutely love the Rangers. I mean, the bullpen let him down last night. Nathan Eovaldi, I believe it's 8-9 and 7.5 last three starts. He's a vacation for that bullpen. And old Dick Hill, he's a lefty, right?
Oh, Dick Hill.
He's a lefty, right?
You mean
Come on.
I mean, have a little respect.
Is he a righty or a lefty? Come on.
Holy fuck.
No, he is the he's the lefty of all lefties.
Jeez, he's been pitching in the league for 25 years.
The Texas Rangers mash lefties.
Come on.
Give me the Texas Rangers. I get it confused. I get lefty and righty confused when I'm doing this. I got a lot of respect for Dick Hill and the meatballs that he cooks up in the Bronx.
Whoa!
They are delicious.
What is your fucking problem?
I mean, what is this?
I like them. I love them.
Still love them.
Yeah. I've always loved them.
I've always liked
Dick. Lovable guy.
Yeah.
What was that, man?
Ryan Nelson of the D-backs goes against Strami of Philadelphia Phillies. I will be on the Phillies first five.
Yeah, short price for Philly's first five money line.
Anybody else? Gone.
No, thank you.
Wainwright goes against Graham Ashcroft. I'm out. St. Louis.
Ooh, yeah, I'm out too. Okay.
I'm on Wainwright.
Whoa!
Wainwright, get right, stay right.
Woo!
Give me the old moose. Cardinals money line.
Berrios goes against Taj Bradley. I'm not doing this again. I will take the Rays first five very much, please, and thank you.
Absolutely. Rays first five money line. Here we go.
Are they plus a half?
No.
Did they get there? It was close this morning.
Pretty sure they're favorites.
They're plus 1.5 full. Plus a half, minus 164 right now.
Boom.
Wowzers. Oh. I'm out. Boom. But I'm depositing, actually. I'm not out. I'm in.
Yes, he's in.
What can I cash out?
Deposit boy. Bradish is going against Garrett Cole. I'm out on that one.
Yeah, I didn't want to lay a half with the Yanks.
I'm on the Yankees. Full game. Ooh. Orioles are hot. Yankees are hot. Let's settle the score in the Bronx.
Okay.
There we go.
Yu Darvish is going against Mackenzie Gore. Nah.
You
good.
Dads are short here, aren't they?
You's been good, but the dads have been very bad.
Give me the dads first five money line.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Bobby Miller goes against Spencer Strider. That's Dodgers on Braves. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm not. It's minus 1.5 first five for the Braves against the Dodgers. That is insane.
No thanks.
No.
Erod's going against. I got no one listed yet, so I'm not going to take this game.
I'll lay it with the Tigers first five money line.
Myers, Michael Myers is pitching for the Royals.
Jacob, Michael.
I believe Michael. I'm just guessing, but it says M.
Okay.
M. Myers.
At 30, I heard he throws gas.
I bet you he does. Anything for Astros?
Strikes and ball.
Astros and Brewers.
Yeah, I'm on the Astros first five money line for sure.
Fucking JP Franz.
Yeah, I like Astros. We're getting Astros at a decent price.
Are we sure of the pitching change, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm positive of the pitching change. They had Senga going for the Mets tonight, and they switched it to Miguel, but the odds only slightly adjusted.
I'm showing Granky. Sorry.
Are you just getting me all mixed up?
That's tomorrow. It is Mike.
You're talking about the Royals. Michael Myers.
It Mares.
Michael Myers.
I thought we were talking about the Mets.
We are now.
Cubs are.
McGill is going against Smiley. Give me the Cubs.
Yeah, Cubs aren't plus a half first five anymore, but I will take them on the money line.
I took the Mets first five plus a half, but then the pitching change has me a little less pumped up about it. I also don't bet totals, but this game is going under.
Okay.
McGill's been decent.
Cobby also been decent. Sonny Gray also been decent. I will take the first five under in this one. Minnesota.
I love both these guys. I'm out.
Yep.
I love the Twins. I really need more bullets.
Yuri Perez is going against Austin Gomer. I'm good.
Yeah. Well, oh, no. Hold on.
Whoa.
I'm on the Marlins first five money line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gomber, Gomber, Gomber.
Bellows going against Griffin Canning. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay.
You're not a Bellow fellow?
Oh, did you say Bellow?
Yeah.
Bellow. Yeah.
I love Bellow. Red Sox first five plus a half.
You are a Bellow fellow.
He ain't painting much, but he can fucking fire, dude.
And then Louis Medina goes against Marco Gonzalez. That's quite a price there, too. I'm out.
I'll lay it with the Mariners.
Okay.
So I am game. Game minus 1.5.
I'm on the Rays. That's plus 0.5, correct?
Yeah.
The Rangers, Phillies, Cubs, and first five under in Giants in Minnesota.
Rangers, first five minus 0.5. Phillies, first five money line. Rays, first five plus 0.5. Dads, first five money line. Tigers, first five money line. Cubs, first five money line. Astros, first five money line. Marlins, first five money line. Red Sox, first five plus 0.5. Mariners, full game minus 1.5.
I'm on the Texas Rangers money line. Play of the night. The St. Louis Cardinals, minus 144. And the New York Yankees, minus 168. That's what I'm actually on. But I, as I mentioned, I do enjoy the Rays plus 0.5. I'm
sure you do.
I do enjoy it.
Footy tomorrow?
Footy tomorrow we have... La Liga. Sevilla, money line at Elche. Atletico draw no bet at Espanyol, and Real Betis at plus money at home against Getafe.
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 Anything else?
How's Man City have this game? Like, I don't get how the schedule allows for them to have a Man City Brighton fixture tomorrow.
What do you mean?
Like, why not just let the lads hang out until, like, what are we settling?
I think Brighton's still in the picture for, like, Europa League spots.
Gotcha. Hmm.
Every game counts, Bruce.
Every game does count.
I mean, Man City just fucking trotted out at a 28-4-4 record. I mean.
Crikey.
When was the last time they lost?
I don't remember it.
Dude.
Maybe a draw.
Dude, last time they lost was to fucking Spurs, February 5th.
That actually makes sense.
It's a long-ass time ago.
Dude, that's insane,
man. So when's the season start?
Might have been the last time the Spurs August? Won.
Yeah.
August.
Starts in August and it goes till now.
Yeah.
It's a long-ass time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you have international breaks. And
so what's the playoff format?
Champions League, pal.
They do it. It's all during the season, Mitt. They do the cups and stuff like during the weeks and on the weekends and sometimes during the.
There's no playoffs for the regular season. It's
yeah.
You
the
win.
Only the MLS. Only the MLS Cup does that.
Oh, so there's just like the regular season champion and then there's like the
Champions League
litigations and fucking.
So you can be
the litigations. Like yeah.
You're basically. One, all right. I'm the best team
cup
in England.
For like just the top division, and there's another cup for like all the divisions in each country. It's a wild scene, man.
Yeah, I'll dive in sometime.
Yes, you should. Just dive in sometime.
Just dive in sometime.
Why don't you dive in?
Sometime? French Open's going on. I should dive in sometime.
You should dive in. The fuck?
I should have got.
I forgot. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, what happened?
It's only Tuesday.
Wait, when does the French Open end?
I think
about fortnight from now.
I think
dude, both our tennis guys got nothing.
Unbelievable.
I just remembered. Okay.
Golf tomorrow.
Dude. Golf tomorrow.
Golf tomorrow.
Is everyone playing tomorrow or this pretty weekend?
Much. Pretty much.
Not Rami. Not Rami Bombi, but the rest of the cats.
Okay. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.